Hao ni jenis nabe duk, intenoe magane duk, nabe kwa wau, minua go hingi pi tashindan, kitenoe winanan, ochpoi moin nishinakata mang, nishinabe moin nishinakate ke, migo kawewi migachu tagotian, oe gashkatuan, ji tashindaman gego zagituan, kitenoe winanan in the pi tendan. So this here is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about our Ojibwe language, help you get a little bit more language into your lives, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to do this, and hopefully this helps you guys. So, nungum we tashindaman ikaduanes amau enetaguk. Nundaman dashi yo amau. Okay, nisalu taguk, to do something for someone. Okay, so when you amau, you do something for someone. Sometimes it means instead of them, like you're helping them out, that kind of idea. And it also can be that person is benefiting from whatever action is happening. So phrases that have a amau attached to it, this is generally what it could be understood as. So we're going to talk about a few different kind of words. And again, I want to reiterate that I'm taking these parts of words and breaking them down a little bit. So as you're listening to people, you might be able to understand a little bit more the inner workings of our language. And there are for sure deeper understandings than what I'm talking about here. But this is so helpful in that you can understand some of the patterns in our language and some of these what I would call word families. So the family of amau we're going to talk about today. So the first word that I want to use is anika no tamau. Anika no tamau. And when you anika no tan something, you're translating it. So when you anika no tamawa, you're translating for somebody. Okay? You're helping them to understand what is being said. Anika no tamau. So you could, if you want to ask somebody to translate for you, you could say, gada anika no tamau ina. Gada, could you anika no tamau translate for me? Inna, and that's our yes or no question marker, inna. That goes in the second spot of the sentence. Don't think of it as a question mark. Gita anika no tamau, inna. There's amau, to do something for someone. In this case, someone's going to translate for you because you're not able to do that translation for yourself. Gita anika no tamau. Or that can be used as a command to somebody. To translate for him or her, you could say, anika no tamau daga. Anika no tamau daga. Translate for her or translate for him. Okay. So that's one amau. Here's another amau. Baka konamau. Baka konamau. When you baka konan something, you're opening it. Usually it's a door or something that's of like a wooden substance. Ba kakonan, ba kakonamau, you're opening a door for someone. So say you're walking up to a door and you got your hands full of whatever you're carrying, groceries or whatever. Gada ba kakonamau ina. Could you open that for me? Gada ba kakonamau ina. Okay, or you could tell one of your kids to open the door for someone. Ba kako na mau daga. Ba kako na mau daga. Open the door for him or open that for him or her. Ba kako na mau. There's amau. So far we have anika no tamau. Translate for someone. Ba kako na mau. Open a door for someone. So these are particularly good phrases when we're We're talking about little ones, perhaps, or our elders that are less able to do things sometimes of their own accord. So you could say, here's another Amau family word, bidamau, bidamau. And when you say, gada bidamau, can you bring it for me? Okay. Gada bidamau, can you bring that for me instead of me because my hands are full, or bring that along, you know, for me. Do that for me. There's amau. So when you're talking about little ones, bidamau, to bring something for them because it's too heavy for them or whatever. Bidamau. Bidamau, daga, bring that for him. Bidamau. So sometimes I get a little bit, you know, when I'm talking about translations of things, and I commonly use him. You know, I'm a guy, everything's about him, him, him. Understand that in our language, we don't have a male or female designation when we say things. It means both him or her. You know, and I when we think about some of the conversations that are going on these days, that's starting to make its way into Anishinaabe country, and about, you know, the personal pronouns, I think that's what it's called, and gender pronouns or whatever. But in our language, if we got back to our language, it would erase that whole conversation, because we don't have those designations in our language, and we don't need that complication in our lives if we can focus on our language and get back to our teachings of respect of everybody. So that's my little soapbox about that. But anyways, talking about amau, doing things for someone. So far we have anikanutamau, translate for someone. Bakakonamau, open up something for someone, and like a door. Bitamau, to bring something for someone. And let's add another one onto this family. Let's say dakonamau. Dakonamau. So when you dakonamawa, you are holding something for someone. Dakonamau. Gada dakonamau na. Can you hold this for me? Gada dakonamau na. Gada, could you? Dakonamau, hold this for me. Inna, question marker. Gada dakonamau inna. Or you could give a command, dakonamau daga, hold that for him. Dakonamau daga. Maybe it's someone just unable to hold something for themselves at that point. So we have, in the amau family, anakanu tamau, bakakonamau, bitamau, dakonamau. All of them are doing things for someone. Last one I'm going to use today. Ganawendamau. Ganawendamau. Ganawendamau atawia. When you do this, you're taking care of something for someone. Gada ganawendamau inna. Can you take care of this for me? And when we talk about taking care, we're talking about having something in our care. You know, something that's important. Gada ganawendamau inna. It's not really like, can you take care of this thing I have to do? It's not really that way. There would be an object involved. Gadaganawendamau, can you take care of something for me? Okay, so there's amau. So most of the time when you hear amau, you're talking about something that's being done for someone. Okay, so these kind of things are important. And again, as you're listening, hopefully you're working with a first speaker, or someone that's a little further along, and you're learning when they're talking and you hear amau, you can understand that something's being done for someone. And then as you get better and better, you're going to be able to pick these things apart to have true understanding of what someone's saying, not just a general understanding. Having a general understanding of what someone is saying is great. That's really good, and we all strive for that. But we also need to have at times an exact understanding of what people are talking about. So, mi wenji duta man o, mi wenji tashinda man o, mi gwech apichi bisindawiig, intinue maganidug, nabe kwa wa au, ngijita, naha meo.